You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 36 of the Storm Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. And today we are going to be talking about why do you, yes, you, create? Why do you do it? Now, before we do any of that, before we talk about any of those things, I hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are having a great week. We are approaching the end of the summer, and it's just like unbelievable. I cannot believe the summer is almost over. 2025 is just flying by, and I'm not ready for the cold weather, y'all. I'm not. I mean, I am a summer baby. I was born in June. I love the heat. I love the warm weather. You know, I spent about a week and a half in Europe during my 30th birthday in June. So I was in that Rome heat, that Greece heat, that Turkey heat. It was hot. But even though it was hot as hell, literally, I had a great time, and I love the warm weather, and I do not want it to go away because I do not enjoy the cold weather, though I do enjoy the fall season. I don't hate the fall season. I just like summer better. But anyway, guys, with that ran out of the way, we have a few reminders. The Storm Chat Podcast is available on Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. If you are not subscribed to that, make sure you subscribe to the channel. We are at 1,200 followers, so thank you to everyone who subscribes to the YouTube channel and wherever else you get your podcast. I just want to give a special thank you to everyone who tunes in each week and subscribe and like the episodes and share the episodes. If you have not watched the other 35 episodes, be sure to do that and share them around with anyone who may find the information that I am providing useful to you. Without further ado, let's dive into the G-Storm news. Speaking of Storm Chat being available on Fridays, next Friday, September 5th, I am taking a break. I have been doing these episodes back to back to back to back to back. I kind of want to just take a little break to kind of just get some things in the background together. So there will be no Storm Chat episode on September 5th. We will be back at it with episode 37 on, what's that, September 12th. So September 12th, we'll be back with a new episode. So September 5th, there's no Storm Chat. So, but what you can do, though, is while I am away, you can go ahead and pick up a copy of Eternity's End Volume 1 on a TikTok shop or my website, www.gstormgo.com, or Amazon if you don't want a signed copy, because you only get the signed copy if you order on a TikTok shop and if you order on my website, and you just get the standard edition if you order it on Amazon. So you can pick up a copy of Eternity's End Volume 1. However, whatever is best for you and your finances. And yeah, I would appreciate that. You can also go ahead and check out the previous 35 episodes of Storm Chat. Share them around. Go ahead and leave a like, comment, share your thoughts on each episode. Provide some feedback, too. If you have any critiques, I would really love to hear what you guys think about the show so far. You know, let me know if there's anything I can do to improve, if there's anything that I may have used to do but I no longer do, that you like, that you might want to see again. So let me know. Like, I want to improve the podcast. I want to just get better at doing this because I enjoy doing it. I enjoy coming on here every week and talking to you guys and just giving you guys some advice. So just let me know what you guys want me to do. So that's your homework, all right? So your homework is check out the previous episodes of Storm Chat, share them around, leave a like if you haven't done so already, and buy Eternity's End Volume 1 if you want to. Nobody's making you to. That's the homework assignment that you don't have to do. That's the extra credit. That's the extra credit, okay? If you want to buy a copy of Eternity's End Volume 1, definitely go for it. But I am going to enjoy my little break that I have. And again, we'll be back at it on the 12th with a new episode. That being said, speaking of sitting back and doing some things and thinking about some things, we're going to dive into today's segment, which is, why do you do this? Indie creators, why do you create? Is it for fun? Is it because you want to make money? Or do you want a career in this space? When most indies begin their journey, whether it's manga or video games, the reason why could be any or all of those things. But you have some creators who sort of just go with the flow and they're just like, ah, whatever, whatever happens on this journey happens. Which one are you? And I ask this question because I know when I started, I always knew that I wanted to make video games. G-Storm was only going to be a game studio. Making video games has been my dream since I was like 4 years old, y'all. Like, it's been a very long time. Like, my very first video game was Crash Bandicoot. And although I love Crash Bandicoot and I enjoy playing it, I always wonder what it was like to have my own game. It's the reason why we have things like these old games and shows and cartoons that made me want to be a creator. I used to watch cartoons all the time, like most kids in the 90s. And I would just sit there and say, you know what? I want to make my own. Maybe there will be a day. I've been a creative writer for a very long time. I've always done creative writing in school. That was like my favorite thing to do during downtime in class. Or, you know, when we were supposed to be studying. I used to always like doodle and draw, like, or not even just draw. Well, I would do like little drawings, but like just write my own characters, create my own characters, and just make up my own worlds. And, you know, I've always had a passion for it. I always loved doing it. And now that I've started G-Storm Entertainment, I'm like, you know what? I want this to be a career. I want to do this full time. I want this to be what I want to be remembered for. I want people to look at G-Storm and say, you know what? This is an amazing company. These are amazing products and stories. And, you know, I work hard every day to make sure that I get the results that I'm searching for. And, you know, most people, they have their reasons for why they create. You know, some people just do it for the love of the game, and that's fine. Some people do it for money. And I'm not going to say, you know, that's a bad thing, but if you are doing it for money, I would say just keep your expectations low. Because don't think you're going to make a game and just strike gold. I'm pretty sure I've talked about that in previous episodes. And don't think just because you have a really cool idea, your idea is not as cool as you may think. And I think that's one thing that many creators get mixed up in. Like, you know, I've even thought that. Oh, I think Eternity's End is like the greatest thing ever. And I don't think Eternity's End is the greatest thing ever, but I think Eternity's End is an amazing series that I created. And I know that it has the potential to be something that sticks with people. And I know that even now, though I'm a very small creator, that there are people in the G-Storm community that love Eternity's End, that the characters do stick with and they want to follow and be invested in. So, you know, or if you want to make a career out of it, like me. You know, everyone has their own reasons as to why they create. And again, as I stated earlier, I made G-Storm for video games. But as you know, I'm also making manga and I want to make Western comics eventually as well. And I had to really sit here and think when I first started G-Storm. So I founded G-Storm in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic. And I really had to think about why I wanted to do comics over just writing books. Because at one point I was actually considering making an Eternity's End book that was just a novel. I didn't even think about comics. I didn't even think about doing manga or anything like that. I was like, I'm going to make it into a novel. And something told me, gee, don't do it. Don't do it. Do comics. And I had no idea where to start. I consulted my family. I consulted my friends. And they all said the same thing. They were like, dude, do what is in your heart. Do what you think is right. And I was like, you know what? I do like manga. I grew up reading manga. You know, I grew up reading Spider-Man comics. And I do like how you can visually see the emotions and the actions of characters. So I decided to have G-Storm not just be a gaming company, but also a company where I tell stories. I write manga, I write comics. And, you know, one day those manga and comics can become video games. And to expand upon that as well, I also want to teach people, which is another reason why I create. I also want to teach other people who may not know where to go, how to start, on how they can become creators themselves. Like, I get messages from people all the time, and you guys know who you are. You guys are amazing. I love you guys, who say, G-Storm, you inspire me so much, and I really appreciate the work that you do. And, you know, I'm not the biggest creator. I'm not the biggest indie creator. I'm probably not the first person that comes to mind when you think of big indie creators. But you know what? That just makes my day to hear that I'm inspiring people and I'm bringing joy to people each day with my content, with my characters. And, you know, that's what matters at the end of the day, guys. Like, that's what really counts. So now, do I regret my decision making comics despite it being super expensive? No, I don't. Not at all. I'm glad I'm doing it. I'm glad I'm doing this route. I'm glad that I decided to stick with doing manga and comics and, of course, with video games. Like, I am content with the path that I'm currently on. And I know that there is so much room to grow. And I know that the road is going to be long. It's going to be difficult. I'm going to have a lot of flops. I'm going to have a lot of success. And I'm just not going to forget why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because I want to create, I want to learn, and I want to succeed. And those are the three things that I preach in G-Storm Entertainment: create, learn, and succeed. That's why I have that as my tagline, because I want to create and I want to learn these things and I want to win. So again, to all my creators who are listening to this episode, I'm going to ask you one more time. Why do you create? Really sit back and think about why you create your story, your game, whatever it is that you're working on. Think about it and reflect on your journey so far. Or if you're starting, if you're very like brand new, like, think about, why am I doing this? This is going to be a long road. Why do I really want to do this? Do I want to do this for the money? Do I want to do this for the opportunities that might come with it? Or am I just doing it because I enjoy it? So think about that. And I would love to hear your thoughts and I would love to hear your stories. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that is all I have for you today. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a like and subscribe. And share the episodes around. Follow me on all social medias. We have Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it now. Check out my website, www.gstormgo.com, and buy some merch. I have signed copies of Eternity's End Volume 1 on there. I also have some t-shirts and mugs as well in regards to G-Storm and Eternity's End. And yeah, just go ahead and share the episodes around. Once again, no episode on the 5th. We'll be back at it with the 12th with a brand new episode. Episode 37 will be on September 12th, 2025. So be on the lookout for that. And while you guys are waiting for me to return, go ahead and check out the other episodes. Share them around. Share this information, especially share this episode with anybody who you may think will find the information that I'm providing useful, especially if they are thinking about starting to become an indie game developer or an indie manga creator. Think about why you're doing this and send them this episode, because hopefully the insight that I provided about, you know, how and why I started G-Storm or how I decided to jump into doing comics alongside video games, hopefully that can help them as well. So I'm Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. Take care, be blessed, see you on the 12th, and have yourselves a great day. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform, and don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.